This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight, we're here live into the third and final hour. I'm Alex Jones, again, your host. We're about to go to Rhonda and a bunch of other people that are patiently holding. And then I'm going to get into a ton of Big Brother news that'll blow your mind. It's even more hardcore than a lot of stuff I've broke on this show from reading government documents. Then we're going to recap a lot of the top stories that are frankly unbelievable as well. Right now, let's go to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
God bless everybody that's standing up for the truth and real freedom today. I'm liable to be going to jail tomorrow because the judge don't want to honor the truth. They don't want to accept my personal exemption.
For what?
For a traffic following too close ticket.
And what is your personal exemption?
My UCC-1. I filed my UCC-1, and I don't know if you know anything about that.
No, I do. You're opting out of their corporate fiction, but they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what you're doing is legal and lawful. I haven't seen your filings, but they don't care.
Well, you're right, you know, and they got the guns, but they don't care about starving to death.
Well, don't let them get any money out of you. Just let them put you in jail for a week.
Well, that's what's going to happen. They're not getting no money out of me. You know, I think it's important that, you know, yes, it'd be more convenient for me to pay a $50 fine, but, you know, I can afford it. I sit down there and watched a lot of people that couldn't afford it, and they're just being sucked dry like vampires, you know, just sucking the blood right out of them.
He has sent form swarms of bureaucrats to, or agents to eat out our substance, Declaration of Independence.
And I think, you know, God has blessed me with the knowledge that you've given me, that people like Linda Kennedy, God bless her, and the Power Hour, Dave and Joyce, and just a lot of people that stand for the truth. And, you know, that's important. We have to do it one person at a time in every little corner that we can. And, you know, this came knocking on my door. Now it's time for me to stand up for what I believe in, which is the truth. And all I'm asking them to do is obey their own laws.
Well, when the people move and keep on a-coming, there's not a tyrant that can stand in the world throughout history.
I believe it. Amen. And that's why, you know, they are on the run. And I believe what you said, I think it was last week I heard you say, that the truth is more powerful than any particle beam they could ever invent. And that's true. You know, they can't stand the light because most people are good at heart. And they have been deceived, and, you know, not that they're stupid. People, hate to admit what's going on because...
They're scared. I mean, you know, it's hard to admit up to what's happening. It's easier to procrastinate and rationalize what's going on.
They're either scared or they feel like they're stupid. And, no, it's not that they're stupid. I mean, we're up against pros. We're up against people that have studied mind control and, you know, have been heaping it on us for years and years. And... You know, so it's not that we're stupid.
That's why we've got to get back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, common sense, and keep coming with that and ignore all the garbage and the confusion and the false left-right system they spew.
Exactly. You know, I just wanted to say God bless you, and I appreciate everything that's going on. I'm keeping on my local station about the Terry Spindler Schiavo case, and they're talking about it a lot, and you know... People do have good hearts. People are good at heart if they know the truth.
Yeah, the globalists are masters at manipulating good people into evil causes. That's what empowers the globalist, is having a bunch of useful idiots behind their system.
Yeah, and we, you know, the law enforcement, you know, people in the medical community, just like the people of the nurses in that hospice, they need to stand up and say no.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rhonda.
Bye.
Tell us, call me back in a week after you go to jail. I want to hear about this. Luis, Keith, Joe, Kevin, many others. Your calls are up next when we get back, and a bunch of Big Brother news as well. So please stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Buzzle Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I was just talking to Vince, who runs the show, and he was saying, what's the demographics of your broadcast? Because he's kind of new at the network. And from stations' ratings we've gotten, like KJFK for 4 years here in Austin, the most diverse audience you can imagine. Old people, black people, white people, young people. Huge audiences of 12 to 15-year-olds and 18 to 35 and 85-year-old women. And just a giant diverse audience. That's the same audience we have here. Liberals, conservatives, old people, northerners, southerners, westerners. Everybody who's waking up and wants freedom and knows that there's something wrong with the world. Let's go right back to the calls. And I guess next up is Louise. Louise, where are you calling us from?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Turn your radio off.
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I think you're great, and I love what you're doing. But please don't throw the baby out with the bathwater when you talk about Pat Robertson and TBN. That's all. Thank you.
Ma'am, hold on a second. Are you there? I mean, I want to talk to you. And I appreciate you calling in to disagree with me. I mean, you held for 30 minutes, longer than that, to say five words. Please don't throw the baby out with the bathwater with Pat Roberts. Maybe that's 8-9 words, and then hang up. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know something? I gave money to the NRA. I've given money to the Republican Party. I've put yard signs up for Republican candidates going back 12 years ago. And I had to face the facts that the NRA was actually a Trojan horse anti-Second Amendment. Now, as Mark Twain said, it's easier to be a patriot because the NRA has shown themselves what they are, because we were trailblazers. I don't get the hate calls and the threats when I talk about the NRA, because it's so transparent now, their gun-grabbing activities, and so widespread. I mean, I remember getting up on the air on September 11th and saying, don't give money to the Red Cross, don't give money to United Way. They give money to gun control groups, tens of millions of dollars a year. I said they've been caught stealing money in the Oklahoma City bombing. They lost a lawsuit over it. They would take the mail at the post office. They got control of that to, quote, distribute it. They'd take the checks out and the cash and still give people letters saying, here's your $1,000. And I got up here on air and I said, don't do it. And I got some flack off that. And a month later, I got apologies when it came out that exactly what I said they would do, they would do. It's like, you know, saying Jeffrey Dahmer kills people and puts them in his refrigerator and eats them. And people go, how dare you say that about him? And they go in his refrigerator and there's a bunch of dead bodies. And wow, you were right. I mean, it's not hard to do what I do. Okay, I have a memory. And you take Pat Robertson. The guy says the microchip in the mark of the beast. The guy says China, quote, is doing what it has to do with forced abortion in China. Puts out his clarification and says the same thing and says, well, they're overpopulated. They need more aggressive Planned Parenthood. He endorses Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've got his TBN press release from months ago, or his 700 Club press release. There's a lot of good people on TBN, a lot of good shows on TBN. But, I mean, a lot of them are bad. A lot of them are doing the Diablo sign over and over again. If you do it once on accident, you know, or point your fingers out, I mean, I've done that. But if you do it over and over again and say all this weird satanic stuff, and we have experts look at it, it's scary. And, you know, Christ told us to look for wolves in sheep's clothing, that, you know, most of these people are false prophets, to use discernment. The local Baptist church had UN Day last week, folks, on Thursday or Friday, whatever the 24th was. They've done that now for 3 years in a row. They just, you know, I said, send gas masks to the firefighters. Here's a local church that's giving them gas masks. I said, 2 days into it, I said, send gas masks. Send breathing apparatus. That stuff coming out of that building's asbestos, because we already had news articles saying the building was full of asbestos. So, I mean, I don't know what I can do, folks. I mean, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Please, please, call me back. Don't be afraid of me. I'm sure you're a good woman. I'm sure you're a good person. But please don't just hit me with that and then hang up. Okay? Because I care about you. And I want to, that's the type of call I want. I want to break your conditioning. I want to show you how you're wrong, or I want you to show me how I'm wrong. But the stuff I speak on, I'm knowledgeable on. I've done years, over a decade, of intensive research. You know, last night I took time out to watch the Pink Panther. Then I made some phone calls and stuff. You know, I like mindless slapstick. I had a little bit of escape. I rented a DVD, watched it with the missus. And then I went in for about 2 hours and read documents and surfed the internet. And look, you know, that's what I do every day. And, you know, I know you've contributed money to them. I know that you've committed yourself to it. So it's hard to admit you were wrong. It's hard to get past your cognitive dissonance. I've had to do it. Man, I'm the guy driving around with a truck with 100-yard signs in it, putting them up for candidates I later learned were bad. So please explain to me what baby I'm throwing out with the bathwater. Okay? Yeah, I'd say about half the people on TBN are good. I'd say about half the stuff on the 700 Club's good or more. But it's on key issues that they're there shilling for the New World Order. Okay, let's go to, I guess, Keith in Florida. Or who's up next? Did I go to Keith or Joe or Kevin or who? Let's go to Keith in Florida. Go ahead, Keith.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. How
Welcome.
Doing? Yeah, just as something I observed this morning at my bank that I never saw in the past year and a half. When I went in to cash a check, they had a sign up where you do customer service, write out your checks. They had a sign there that says, pursuant to Homeland Security Act, Patriot Act, any new accounts require positive identification.
And that means three forms.
Yeah, I asked ladies, I said, well, what forms do you require? And they were all kind of, I said, in this, they all just kind of looking at me really strange because I said, what forms do you require now where identification is valid? Well, a driver's license, and they said, oh, a Social Security card. Social Security card's not means of identification.
And a bill.
Yeah, they kept looking at me really funny, and I just said, isn't that really strange, you know?
And well, let me add to this. They'll also ask you to sign the Know Your Customer Act that they couldn't get passed in 98, 99, 2000, 2001. They did pass that in the Patriot Act. It's Know Your Customer, waiving your rights to trial by jury to allow the IRS to take your bank accounts without even indicting you, allowing the state to take your bank accounts, the bank to take your bank accounts, any creditor to call up and demand your bank account, a serf feudal system, you know, debtor's prison system is being set up, has nothing to do with terror.
You're correct. That is quite correct. And,
so then they asked you to sign a big document.
Yeah. Luckily, well,
did you sign the document?
No, I didn't sign the document.
Now, I want you to sit there for 20 minutes drinking coffee if they'll let you, and I want you to watch illegal aliens walk up and bam, 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 bam. And in public housing, little people know most of the big apartment complexes are now, quote, government housing. A third of it is. They tell their people, don't tell your members. If you're illegal aliens, you get usually a third off or more, and the big apartment complexes, and I've talked to top folks in some of these companies, we'll say mid-level who are in top meetings, who were told, illegal aliens, let them have 10 people to a two-bedroom. But if they're black, white, Hispanic citizens, crack down on them, fine them, fee them. They're creating a double-tier system to destroy the middle class. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I definitely believe that.
Here in Texas, you can stand there and watch them give illegals bank accounts with nothing, hour after hour.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, I've had the bank account for a year and a half, and luckily, when I originally got it, I just give them my driver's license, or I give them my...
Oh, yeah, that's it. It's to sign up for new ones. It's phased in.
Yeah, now it's new ones. I was like, uh-huh. And
you were insane. You were weird because you, as a customer, asked questions. Ooh, that's another Al-Qaeda sign.
Oh, yeah, they just looked at me real funny, and I'm like, uh-huh. And I know the young ladies, at least a couple of them there. Like, okay, Nina and Jenny, that's real interesting. You know, they just kind of looked at me real funny. But
the FBI training manuals for police, corporate workers, says if someone talks about their rights, makes references to the Constitution, call the FBI immediately.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that people haven't called me.
Yeah, but think how insane that is. You talk about your rights, call the FBI. The bad people talk about their rights. Folks, that's like Red Dawn or America. With a K.
Yep, very much so. And I tell people about the NRA now and about them being part of the UN, and they said, you're fooling me, right? And I said, no, you can go find out for yourself. You can find out if they're part of the UN or not. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, sand checkout info, though. That's another Al-Qaeda activity.
And so I was like, psh. Have you ever heard of the Prophecy Club out of Kansas?
Yeah, they're good folks.
Yeah, good folks. I just want to put that on the air because I read their magazine every bi-monthly and stuff. Good information in there, too. But let me let you go, Mr. Jones.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, there are Christian organizations that are putting out good info you can support. You know, David J. Smith and Pastor Butch Paul and people like Dr. Wolf and the Prophecy Club. And, you know, there's good groups. You don't have to support, the neocon of forced abortion's good. I mean, Arnold's good. No, he's not, okay? No, he's not. And the Red Cross steals the money. And I told you that, and it came out. You think I got up here day one and said the government did 9/11, don't give money to the Red Cross, if I couldn't defend it? You think I say DynCorp kidnapped 200,000 women and children without having a stack of mainstream news articles? You think I say anything without having it in front of me? I don't say anything without knowing what I'm talking about. Well, I occasionally get a date wrong or a name wrong or mispronounce a mountain wrong or I've got dyslexia, read something backwards. Yeah, that's the type of mistakes, and they happen every hour. But on the meat and potatoes, central stuff, I know the globalist plan. I know what I'm talking about. I have the vision of what's developing here. And all of you can have that big picture because, folks, God's given us the tools to know the world around us and to have that type of discernment. And if you don't get the vision, if you don't get the revelation, if you don't get the renaissance, it's going to go from bad to worse. We'll come back and talk to Kevin and Joe and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We'll take five more calls and get to final news. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
Six hours a day, folks, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm here, your host. There's even another rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Oh, I forgot about that. Your station can pick up. Okay, I'm going to take five more calls from Kevin, Joe, Mark, Eric, and John, and that's it, because I got a bunch of Big Brother and police state news to go over. We haven't even covered yet, and I want, at least need 20 minutes to do that. Let's spend another 15 or so on calls. Let's go to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alice. May God continue to bless you and watch over you. My call today is regarding the close call that Mr. Wolfowitz reportedly had in those rocket attacks in Iraq.
Yeah, the 100-plus rockets that hit his hotel.
I, based on some of the stuff I'd been reading, I had a theory, and I wanted to have your take on it, where Bush and his crew, including Wolfowitz, kind of represented American globalists, while the CIA's interests represented all international globalists.
Well, so that's the shill they're putting out on the surface of the, quote, left-right choice of world government, instead of saying we don't want world government.
Okay. Well, what I was wondering was where Wolfowitz had this close call. He was accused of being one of the key figures of outing the CIA agents, the wife of his political enemy.
Oh, yeah, Karl Rove. You're right. This could be. Look, we don't know, but we know this. These are getting more and more sophisticated. Two more troops got killed yesterday, seven more wounded. I'm told now there's been more killings. This is very serious. More people have died now than died in the first 4 years of the Vietnam War. Did folks know that? From 64 to 68 in the undeclared police action. So this is all happening, and it could be Chalibi. He had prior knowledge of the UN bombing. It could be any of these thugs they've hired to strong-arm the Iraqi people. It could be the opposition groups. No one's taking credit for it, which makes it very suspicious.
Well, I hadn't ordered any movies for a little while, but I looked at the trailer for Matrix of Evil, and I just ordered that yesterday. I'm looking forward to it, so keep up the work.
Hey, thank you. We need the support, and it's a great film.
Right.
You can watch the trailer for Matrix of Evil at Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Maryland. Joe, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I want to tell you what happened to me over the weekend. I went to my class reunion, and I was talking to one of my classmates that had married another one of our classmates who had died, and he told me a nightmare story. With this Terry story and everything about, you know, depriving her of water and food, this is what they did to this girl. She had had, I guess, severe breast cancer, and they deprived her of water. She couldn't swallow, so they just decided to take away, you know, she couldn't have
any
water.
Oh, yeah, this is happening to thousands of people that we know of every year. Hundreds of cases listed in the Wall Street Journal, and I just read where the British government says, women, we'll just let you die of breast cancer. We're not even going to give you treatment or detect what type of cancer it is.
She died in 3 days, a very violent death, begging and pleading, please, Byron, you know, give me water. And that's how she died.
Why did he put up with this?
Well, they were divorced. And I didn't ask him that because... actually, I was like almost.
And see, they make it so fashionable. Fill out your living will. Say that you don't want to be resuscitated. You think of, you know, your brain out on the cement. You know, don't save me. My body's all torn up. But now it's anything and everything. Oh, we're not going to give you treatment. You know, you're 60 years old. You don't need it. The bioethics board says we're going to kill you.
She wasn't even 60. I don't know how long she's been dead, but she was probably in her late mid 50s, and.
Bioethics boards say, the average bioethics board, stuff written by Peter Singer, says that if you're above 50, that there's no reason to give you treatment.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Isn't that nice?
That's real nice, especially since I'm above 50. So that really, you know, it makes you stop and think, because I was so close to Terry and I made calls down to Jeb Bush and so forth and so on, you know, trying to save her. And then, you know, a week later, I come across a real life case. And it just tore me up because, I mean, she was my friend in school, and I had moved out of the area. So, I mean, I had lost contact, of course, but it was...
You're talking about Terry Schiavo or this other?
This other lady that died. That's what, it just broke my heart because, I mean, I went to school with her.
And the husband, the ex-husband said she was begging for water.
Yes. And, you know, and he was there, I guess, when she died, and I guess it tore him up, too, but
well,
I don't understand.
You can't have 45 million abortions and not have it come back on the country.
And I can't understand. I'm like you. That was my first question, but like I said, I haven't seen this person in 40 years, so I didn't want to, you know, say, hey, why didn't you do something when he's the ex-husband, and I don't know that technical, I don't know how long they were divorced or so forth and so on, but I didn't know the ins and outs, but I couldn't figure out why he didn't help her more, and I don't know exactly which hospital she died in. So I don't know, you know.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. A horrible story, but we need to hear this. We need to know about this evil. Pick the rocks over. Open up the closets. Expose the darkness. We'll come back and take three more calls from Mark, Eric, and John. That's it. Then I'm going to shift gears into final news blitzing. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And yes, my new video, The Matrix of Evil, is out. And you've got to get it, folks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice. Confirming appointments, rescheduling missed visits, and sending reminders is inconvenient and time-consuming. A team of receptionists is a costly solution. GTI Technologies has an efficient and manageable answer. Let GTI's appointment verification system be your communications link to your patients. Find out more at gtitelecom.com or call toll-free 1-877-518-5888. The money saved will transform your practice. Using personalized delivery, GTI's cutting-edge technology will confirm appointments, recall patients, reschedule visits, or deliver any message you like. Flexibility means your messages can be transferred at any time you choose by telephone, fax, or email. GTI can also tailor systems for any type of business. Call them at 1-877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gtitelcom.com today and put their technology to work for you. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Lights self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got 2 segments left. Let's get to these calls quickly and into the news. Again, Alex Jones here back live. Defending liberty, resisting tyranny 110%. Attempting to get you to boycott the cashless society control grid as it goes in around you. Right now, let's go to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
A few days ago, you were asking, for some examples of, bipartisan sellouts, where the Republican Party, just like the Democrat Party, and, I think really a very underreported story that, of course, quieted down to a murmur and eventually just disappeared, and gee, I wonder why. The Chinagate scandal. How about that one, Alex? I'd like to know why nobody's talking about it. In fact, we have a sitting congressman from the state of California, David Dreyer, who actually was taking donations from Miss Katrina Leung, who turns out big-time, Republican fundraiser. In fact, you can go to opensecrets.org. And he was giving money to, the Republican Party.
Well, that's why they're blocking the Pardongate investigation of Clinton by Dan Burton, because Clinton allowed the transfer. It was big Republican leaders making the money off the transfers, just like to North Korea, just like to Iran. They want to micromanage our lives, take our liberties, enslave us in the name of security, while they do everything to destabilize the planet.
Right. So here you have this lady, big-time, Republican Party activist, a double agent, working for the Chinese communists as a spy, having affairs with multiple FBI agents.
But Rush Limbaugh isn't going to talk about that.
And you know, funneling money to the Republican Party. So both parties were taking Chinese espionage money. I'd like some answers on this one. Why isn't Fox News still talking about
it? Hey, that's liberal. Be quiet. I like Arnold.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm thinking with an Al-Qaeda mindset right now.
Yeah, you don't want to arm Al-Qaeda and fund them, so you're Al-Qaeda.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, you're beginning to understand. Thank you for the call.
Take care.
Eric in Connecticut, up there in Skull and Bones, where they have a Christian meeting place called the Tomb, and if you don't worship Satan, you're not a good Christian like Bush. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, Alex. That's right. Skull and Bones country up here, and it's something else. You know, I'm looking at my local paper, the New London Day, and I'm looking at this headline from Tuesday, October 28th, 2003. Navy's top officer calls for a global naval force. Clark outlines strategy for combating terrorism. Now, this was a local article by a guy named Robert Hamilton, who covers military matters for this area, because there's a very strong Navy presence here. I won't go into too many details at this point, but I've been intimately involved with the defense industry for many years.
Well, Clark's for national ID cards and gun control, but go ahead.
Yes, the Navy's top officer outlined on Monday a strategy for fighting terrorism that calls for an international naval collaboration to share intelligence and resources in an unprecedented show of
maritime under fighting terror, under trade, under security, they're merging all our governments and militaries.
Yeah, well, it gets better. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Vern Clark described the proposal as a maritime NORAD in his opening speech at the 16th International Sea Power Symposium at the Naval War College. Now, I thought we had a NORAD that was supposed to protect us from the September 11th attacks and all this. Now they want to bring this out to the sea lanes. What better way to control the sea lanes? What better way to have an attack from the ocean?
We have our global navy.
Oh, yeah. What better way to have an attack based from the ocean? And this way they can dummy up and say, well, we were having a drill in the sea lanes, just like they were having a drill on September 11th in the airwaves.
Just like they were having drills with the Army, they admit, set some of the fires. But that's okay. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you'd like, I could send you a copy of this article.
Yes, please email it to tips@infowars.com or mail it to me snail mail.
Will do, Alex. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks a lot, Eric. And let's go ahead and take a final call. John in Kansas. Go ahead, John.
Good afternoon, Rush. Mr. Jones.
Yes, well, I'm Rush. I'm for gun control, I'm for Arnold, I'm for open borders, and I'm for gobbling Oxycontin.
Hey, everybody's got to have a laugh now and then. And you are doing a superbly job. Superb. You're informing the people 100%. Is most appreciated, and I am extending the word to everybody I know with posters and every dang thing I can think of. So, and when I said about Rush, we're going to have to put you in rehab for watching the Pink Panther. You're not working not hard enough.
I haven't watched a movie. I haven't been to a movie. 3 or 4 weeks ago, I went and saw a movie, and then my wife wanted an escape, so I went and got the Pink Panther. Just mindless idiocy. But after I did watch that, I didn't even watch the whole thing. I had a radio interview in the middle of it. She kept watching it. Then I went back to work. But yes, I did watch. Well, that's another Al Qaeda sign that I was watching the Pink Panther.
Well, hey, you're doing a superb job. Don't beat yourself up.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, if I'm going to watch something, I'm going to watch something full of mindless slapstick. I mean, any movie you see today, if it's a big Hollywood production, is just rife with propaganda, unless maybe if it's a Mel Gibson movie, it's not. But, yeah, it's a pretty serious business. Okay, let me just go straight into news now for the balance of what we've got left in this show, and then in the final segment, I'll try to recap some of the top stories that you may have missed that we got to in the first hour. Before I do that, though, let me take a minute or two out to remind you that I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 10 films. I carry some other films and books by other insightful authors and researchers. You can peruse the films and watch video clips of them and read about them and documents that support them at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And there's the added caveat that getting my videos supports our operation and my staff and what we do here and enables us to make future films, obviously, in the future. The new film is The Matrix of Evil. We interview Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts. There's excerpts of three fiery speeches I've given just in the last few months. A lot of news clips, government documents from the police state to government-sponsored terror to government-run white slavery rings with Cindy McKinney talking about DynCorp and the UN to force vaccination to Ron Paul talking about those in Congress believing in one world government. There's just so much in this video. You can watch the trailer for it on the websites. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of any of the 10 videos. They drop down to $20 a piece, three or more. The new book is Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order by Paul Watson, $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift. Get the videos. Give them as Christmas presents. Give them as birthday presents. Give them to your neighbors. Give them to local talk show hosts. Make a bunch of copies and give them out to people. I'm in this business to defeat the New World Order, to save my family, folks. I mean, I know this is about survival, and I need you to get involved in the fight. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And again, it is your purchase of the videos and books and bumper stickers and deception dollars and T-shirts that makes this show possible. So please don't procrastinate. Take action today, tonight, tomorrow. Operators are there 24 hours a day at 888-253-3139. All right. Now, this stack of news, I look at it, it is daunting. A story I didn't cover properly. Let me get into this a little bit more. I already mentioned it, then I'll get into stuff I haven't gotten to yet. Proposed Social Security deal with Mexico angers some lawmakers. Hundreds of millions of dollars in Social Security payments may someday be headed south of the border. Let's be honest, there are millions of Mexican immigrants contributing to the Social Security system and the U.S. economy, said Catherine Colton, an attorney with the Mexican American Legal Defense Education Fund. It's only fair to let them get back a benefit they deserve that will keep them from dying in poverty. How about your own dirty, corrupt government has a Social Security system? Of course, that's bad because it's government control. These people are here illegally. They're felons. A lot of them aren't paying taxes to begin with. They're in the black market, which is fine with me. Not that they're here, but a black market's a good thing in a corrupt system like this. It's what's holding everything up. You're not owed anything. But this is about global government, merging our government and administrations with Canada, Mexico, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Peru. It goes on and on. Authorities warned about Eric Harris and Kleibold. They got warned weeks before, months before, and 2 years before. We already told you this years ago. Now it's out in the mainstream news. The FBI basically founded the Trenchcoat Mafia there. The Hill is reporting that gun rights group rallies against popular history education bill. Group worries liberal teachers would excise Second Amendment from the class. Well, that's what George Bush's new teaching does. Clark favors gun safety locks and gun control. He said that in a speech in New Hampshire. Also, economic growth strongest since 1984. Yeah, talk about 1984. Everything's better. The Choco rations have been increased. You got to read the book to know what I'm talking about. Reuters, the U.S. economy rocketed ahead at its fastest pace in more than 19 years. In the first quarter of 2003, as consumers, their wallets fattened by tax cuts, went on a buying spree of unexpected strength, government report showed on Thursday. But it goes on to admit that the other economic numbers are down. Folks, the bankruptcies, the foreclosures, the jobless rate is record. This is not a strengthening economy. Believe me, I wish it was. Here's another one. Unmanned aerial drones raise specter of Big Brother, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Washington, when it flies overhead at 65,000 feet or 12 miles high, an unmanned airplane called Global Hawk can spy a milk carton sitting on a picnic table, manufacturer Northrop Grumman Corporation says. The U.S. Air Force employed the flying drone and a similar one called Predator effectively over Iraq. Next, the federal government is considering, so they're already in the air, folks, the use of $35 million Global Hawk and other unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, as part of high-tech arsenal to protect the United States and, of course, for law enforcement. Top officials at the new Department of Homeland Security have discussed a demonstration UAV project. They've already been given FAA approval, by the way. The Coast Guard has awarded a contract to Bell Helicopter for three prototype Eagle Eye UAVs, an aircraft that takes off like a helicopter and flies like an airplane. Very dangerous aircraft, by the way, in test. That doesn't matter. They'll be flying over your skies, and sure, when they need a diversion, one will accidentally fly into a building. Industry representatives are enthusiastic about the drone's potential. I believe we all see Predator and Global Hawk unmanned aerial vehicles watching over major events such as the Olympic Games and the Super Bowl in the not-too-distant future, Brad Brown, the then president of the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, wrote earlier this year. For some privacy advocates, the talk about civilian use of unmanned aircraft has raised the specter of Big Brother in the skies, and a new private debate is brewing. What's really dangerous about this, I would add, is that they can then put chemicals and biologicals on these and have a very small compartmentalized group of the government, the small node of sociopaths running things, launch attacks later to be blamed on others, which we know they've done thousands of biological tests in the atmosphere with manned vehicles delivering them. So the compartmentalization this gives them is frightening. That's another point I'd add to that. Taking criminals, talking eyes to target criminals. Again, talking eyes to target criminals, London Guardian on the websites. Just as Britain gets used to CCTV cameras, and they have over 3 million of them, a new Big Brother system is to become part of everyday life. Hidden watchers start to talk loudly to anyone seen acting suspiciously or misusing disabled bays at a trial parking site. Test in Nottingham persuaded 9 local schools to start the school year by installing the talking eye system, officially called public awareness voice activation. Security cameras are linked to loudspeakers and staff in a central control room who issue messages such as "the police are coming." This is just like THX 1138 or 1984, where the telescreen shouts orders. By the way, all the new TVs and radios by law are going to have this here, where it turns on and orders alerts. Your phone will have a different ring, according to the Statesman here in Austin. If you don't answer it, you can be fined or arrested because it's a terror alert. The system has led to an increase in the availability of disabled parking at the Village Hotel Leeds, say staff whose wheelchair symbols had failed to prevent the bays being taken. Oh, so to keep those folks safe, who they won't give treatment when they're sick, you know, they'll kill the disabled. But, oh, for the disabled, we have cameras that shout orders. Sam Taylor, chief engineer in the hotel, said the voices are providing suitably embarrassing for drivers who sneak into a forbidden parking spot to show up, to be shown up by the loudspeakers. I mean, folks, it just doesn't get any more insane. Applied Digital seeks okay to market VeriChip on a wide scale, not just in Florida and New York. New $20 bills cause self-checkout glitches. Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the colorful new 20 bills aren't worth much at some self-checkout counters. Kroger, Metro Atlanta's biggest grocer, says the U-Scan devices won't accept the new bills until software updates are installed over the next few weeks. The story here is that in a lot of the stores a year ago in Austin, they'd have 10 lanes and 3 self-checkout. Now it's 6, 9 lanes, 2 or 3 service checkouts. And they admit, the industry does, they're going to phase out service, folks. You'll have some thug security guard bugging their eyes out at you. For security, you'll have to swipe your card. These things are really obnoxious and annoying, and it's the new America. Walmart and Home Depot also discovered problems when customers initially used the bills, but say they were able to solve the issue quickly. Previous new bills caused vending machine glitches, so the Federal Bureau of Engraving and Printing worked with the vending industry well in advance of the $20 bills, which went into circulation October 9th. This time the trouble is mostly automated payment machines, a relatively recent innovation. Kroger helped launch the new 20s, which was peach color, along with more subtle changes at the Georgia stores. Oh, see, Kroger's helping them launch the money. Oh, they're all just together helping you, and you're penalized if you don't use their discount cards. You know, you'll be on a $5 item, you'll be penalized a dollar. That's to force you onto the cards, and it's all uploaded to Homeland Security, whether it's Randall's or Kroger's or Safeway. And eVote software leaked online. Wired News, software used by electronic voting system manufacturer by Sequoia Voting Systems, has been left unprotected on a publicly available server. That's their excuse to hack in, raising concerns about the possibility of vote tampering in future elections. The software made available at ftp.jaguar.net is stored on an FTP server owned by Jaguar Computer Systems, a firm that provides election support to California County. And it says the software is used for placing ballots on voting kiosks and for storing and tabulating results of the Sequoia ABC Edge touchscreen system. And see, all these companies accidentally put all the codes out, and then we don't know who hacked in and changed the election. Mm-hmm. The security breach means that anyone with a minimal amount of technical knowledge could see how the code works, potentially exploit it, according to a computer programmer who discovered the unprotected server. The files also contained visual basic script and code for voting systems databases that could allow someone to learn how to rig voting results. Oh, the programmer spoke on the condition of anonymity. Jaguar blocked public access to the FPT site Wednesday. Representatives from Jaguar did not return calls for comment. But touchscreen's so good, and of course every company's run by the CIA that we've looked at, but the CIA running these is good. Isn't that freedom? I mean, isn't that nice? Recap the top stories, some other news we haven't covered on the other side. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment, folks. Marion Times reporting, what killed a U.S. tank? August 28, 2003, an unknown munition, thought to be no wider than a pensel, pierced the side of an M1A1 Abrams tank on patrol in Baghdad. The round crippled the 69-ton vehicle, slightly injured its commander and gunner. was the second Abrams knocked out of commission by the enemy in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Now Army officials are trying to figure out what kind of mystery projectile could pierce the Abrams armor and disable it. This isn't the Marion Times, it's the Marine Corps Times. Another one, sex slaves in the U.S. military. Wow, they're reporting that there. Don't have time to get into it. It's such old news, but it's horrible. CIA used dragonfly catfish as spy gadgets. This is Associated Press, Reuters. I told you about 25 years ago, cockroaches. Now they have armies of attack cockroaches that they drop out of helicopters and they bring in chemical weapons, put them on you, or plant bugging devices. And this is old technology, big article about it. Talked about it 2 days ago. Here it is in the news. Ridge, U.S. and EU should pioneer biometrics. And they're merging all the biometric systems, the databases with Interpol, the driver's license records. They have the same Social Security style number. And they want to make you do this to fly or leave the country. United States and the European Union should lead the world in setting international standards for biometrics, such as the facial recognition technology. U.S. Homeland Security thug, Tom Ridge said yesterday. And again, new airport technology screens foreign visitors with a face scan. Camera stirs debate among neighbors. This is out of the Easton Review. They're now putting it in the neighborhood. Exploitation of millimeter waves for seeing through wall surveillance during military operations in urban terrain. Major J. G. Burton, CD, and Major J. P. Olike, CD Intelligence. Big government document on the website about surveilling you and your family, looking through your walls with all these drones. Homeland Security drills adopt military-style simulations. It's another big article. And a recap of some of the top stories. Bush's poll numbers drop even more. Be afraid, be very afraid. In some major polls, as low as 42% now. U.S. launches anti-insurgency raids, grabbing men and women off the streets, putting bags over their heads, torturing the living daylights out of them, BBC in Iraq. Halliburton isn't going to allow bids for another 60 days. They get all the new $87 billion. For themselves first, bid on that by themselves before anybody else is allowed to look at it. U.S. Army doubles size of Iraq oil rebuilding contracts to Halliburton. That's Houston Chronicle, by the way. White House site prevents Iraq materials being archived. You're not allowed to check any of their old statements out because they keep changing them. Two GIs killed in Iraq amid rising attacks yesterday, seven more injured. Bin Laden family to take over most of the major airport operations in five airports with five other groups in Saudi Arabia, but that's not a threat. They're friends with the Bushes. And six soldiers wait for treatment. United Press International. Now it's not just two bases and four bases total, two in Iraq, two here. Now they're saying it's dozens of bases where they're not even given basic treatment. And just a coincidence, four of Jessica Lynch's rescuers have died mysteriously. People jump up behind fences, machine gun them. People are found dead with gunshot wounds in the backs of their heads. They have car wrecks by themselves and are dead. A whole bunch of that happening as they prepare for the Jerry Bruckheimer-produced Jessica Lynch propaganda. Japan lost two satellites and solar flare, mega solar flare yesterday with a lot of other problems globally. Power outages, you name it. Noam Chomsky says Bush may invent another threat or may carry out a terrorist attack. Here out of this article out of Al Jazeera as a pretext to get his approval ratings up. Oh, and stacks of government-run white slavery rings, stacks of new gun control, stacks of election fraud news. We're out of time. You better visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. If you got access, you better get folks tuned in and turned on to what's happening. We're going to lose this republic and this world to the dehumanizing forces of the New World Order. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time during the day, and, of course, at night, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. And the new film, The Matrix of Evil, is out. And if you haven't gotten any of my videos, you need to, folks. They're powerful tools to wake people up. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the word possible.